Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Season of Sarsaparilla by the final year QUT acting students.
Well, it was performed by the... Technically, it's by Patrick White.
Yes. It's a very interesting script. It was written in the 1960s and is a classic Australian work.
Yeah, which somehow, bizarrely, I have never seen before. And it was beautifully, beautifully staged in this kind of three suburban houses side by side in the fictional town of Sarsaparilla. And it's quite literally opening the doors, lifting the walls on the comings and goings of supposedly respectable suburbia. And it kind of flits between high reality of boredom and banality to the kind of suburban scandals.
It's incredibly poetically written, and there are parts that are just beautifully poetic, and then there's complete parts that are naturalistic.
Yeah, it took me a while to find the rhythm of it. By intermission, I was more than warm, but not hot on the story. But I think that you kind of need the entree before you can have the main meal or the dessert. And I love dessert. In the end, there was an absolute power in this story of kind of ordinariness and relationships and love and finding your way and growing up.
I thought the performances of the show were all across the board pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and the staging, the way that it was done was in part by the technical production students of QUT, but obviously with professional designers and something and so on. It looked sensational. No detail was missed. And so the canvas in which these young people were performing was just spectacular.
See, while you warmed into the script into the second half, I don't think I ever really did. I respected the script, but I never loved the script.
Yeah, I'm not a great lover of Patrick White's work, which is almost a sacrilege as an Australian to say that, because sometimes I think it's almost too poetic and too clever. And in order to pull that off, an incredibly demanding script, because it's this reality and heightened reality and playing up stereotypes, but at the same time playing down the drama. And it's really, really difficult balance to get right. So my faults, if anything, were in the script rather than the staging. But it's amazing how well, really, it's stood the test of time, despite the fact that so much of life has changed in Australia since the 1960s. Yeah, it's a kind of turning point.
It is a fascinating turning point play, and while there are things that I didn't love about it, overall I really enjoyed it.
And I did find the second act really, really, it packed a punch that I really wasn't quite expecting. But in, you know, without spoiling it, there was no huge, drama, except it was all drama.
See, I think there was a moment in Act 1 that I just went, oh, okay.
I kind of thought that was going to happen, but anyway. So then we also saw an award given.
Yeah.
Have you got the details?
No, I don't. I wasn't going to talk about it, but okay.
There was an award, and someone won it. But we're driving in the car. Well done, you, our award winner.
I'll get the name out now that we've decided. It was the Jennifer Bloxit Memorial Award that goes to a final year acting student.
An outstanding final year acting student. And I'll just talk amongst myself.
Grady Ferrix Rose Fear.
Oh, sorry, Grady. That was probably really bad.
Yeah, it almost certainly was.
But
you won an award.
And well done you. And we will follow your journey and that of all of the final year acting students
as they go into the big wide world.
Hope to see you all again soon. And I think becoming Bill is our
next adventure.
Thing, and then the Tempest, and then
something else.
There'll be something else. So see you soon.
Yep. Bye bye.